The stock D'Souza is trading on Barbara Truitt. Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Truitt, T-R-U-I-T-T, T as in Thomas, T-R-U-I-T-T, Truitt. Date of birth is 3/17/1950. Date of visit, 7/22/25. Please make a copy for Carol Turner Saint. I'm sorry, Carol Saint James, C-A-R-O-L Saint James, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Carol, thank you for sending Barbara Truitt for primary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is left lung mass with poor lung function. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 75-year-old lady who has been admitted, who was admitted to Advent Hospital, Daytona. On seven twenty-five with complaints of shortness of breath and cough and orthopnea and chest tightness period. The patient is previously known to have lung nodules and has not followed up regularly to have serial CAT scans. And upon admission this month, a CT chest done on 7/6/25 showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli, but had a cavitary mass in the medial left upper lobe measuring 5.8 by 6.5 centimeter, with occlusion of the left upper lobe bronchus and consolidation of the lingual and left upper lobe distal to the cavitary mass. There was linear atelectasis extending to the left apex and small nodules in the left upper lobe, as well as nodular pleural thickening, the anterior left pleura, and a moderate left pleural effusion was noted. There was also a nodule in the medial right upper lobe measuring 3.6 by 2.6 centimeter, and other tiny nodules in the right lung. No discrete lymphadenopathy was noted in the mediastinum. The patient underwent a CT-guided needle biopsy of the left lung mass done on 7/8/25. And the cytology was negative for malignancy. And there was pulmonary alveolar tissue with atypical epithelial cells and chronic inflammation period. She also underwent a thoracentesis on the left. And a pleural fluid was sent for cytology and was reportedly negative for malignancy period. The patient was seen by oncology and was advised further workup I was referred to pulmonology. She also was treated for atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response and has been on anticoagulation with Eliquis. Presently, she has no chest pains, but complains of shortness of breath and trouble taking deep breaths, and has a cough, but no hemoptysis. And she did lose some weight. Next paragraph, past history has included history for COPD and history for right ankle fracture with surgery, as well as vascular procedures on the right leg with angioplasties. The patient also is a hypertensive, and she has a history for emphysema and previous history for pneumonia. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for over 45 years and continues to smoke a pack a day. Next paragraph, I'm sorry, does not drink any alcohol. Next paragraph, family history. Patient is adopted. Next, system review. The patient has been overweight. She has fatigue but no fever. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, but has hoarseness. She has no urinary frequency or flank pain. She has hay fever, shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or rectal bleed, no diarrhea. She does have some chest tightness and calf muscle pains, and no palpitations, but has leg swelling. And she has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising and has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss. And denies skin rash, no itching. Next, med list, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Delta-SM 240 milligrams daily, Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN, Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff daily, and Lasix 40 milligrams daily, Lisinopril 20-12.5 milligrams daily, Lovastatin 40 milligrams HS, Metformin 500 milligrams BID, Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, Pioglitazone 15 milligrams daily, Potassium chloride 10 milligrams daily, and Sertraline 25 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. The blood pressure 138/80. Pulse is 78, respirations 20, temperature 97.5. Weight is 220, saturation 92. HENT, head nonspheric, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And breath sounds diminished at the left base with few crackles of the lung bases. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, so an S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with decreased pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Left lung mass, malignancy. And number 2 is obstructive pneumonitis. Number three, COPD with emphysema. Number four is left pleural effusion. Number five is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised get a nocturnal oxygen saturation study and get home oxygen. She will be sent for a complete PFT and also sent for a PET CT scan. And she was advised to use Wixela 250 by 50 micrograms twice a day. And advised to come in for a bronchoscopy at Advent Hospital to evaluate the left upper lobe lung mass. She was also advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. And come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Carol St. James, please. Stocks, D'Souza. Thank you.